is this year different from your standpoint? It's not like this is the first rodeo with outstanding players from Oklahoma hearing their names called in the first round. In fact, I saw a list earlier today. The Grand Canyon University compiled this based on research and talking about the players from universities that have appeared in NFL games. Notre Dame leading the way with 495, but there's only Notre Dame, Southern Cal, Ohio State, Penn State, Nebraska, Michigan, and Miami ahead of Oklahoma. Oklahoma with 328 players to have played at least one game in the NFL.
That's impressive. Yeah, the question was, how is this year different?
Right.
At the draft specifically or in the season?
Yeah, just the draft from that standpoint. I mean, especially in the first round, we're anticipating Kyler Murray to be selected overall by Arizona at number one. And also sometime, probably in the top 20 picks, hearing Hollywood Brown, the wide receiver, being chosen as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's been a good run here the last few years for the Sooners. Baker goes number one last year, and it looks like there's a good chance Kyler's going to go number one this year. And I think what Lincoln Riley has done in his first couple of years as head coach, and even before that in a couple of years as offensive coordinator, has certainly caught the attention at the next level. The NFL has noticed. OU's played good football. You know, they've been a Final Four team three of the last 4 years, and you don't do that without having some pretty good talent. So I think that more than anything is what has been showcased here. I would expect probably you're going to see Cody Ford go in the first round tonight as well.
Right.
An offensive tackle. So there's a good chance they got three guys that'll go in round number one, and probably a much bigger number than that by the time Saturday comes to a close. And most of those will be on the offensive side of the ball, and that's kind of been the story for Oklahoma recently, is they've been dynamic offensively, not quite good enough defensively to challenge Alabama and Clemson for national championships. So going forward here, that's the quest. See if you can get as good defensively as you are offensively, because offensively they're doing some special things right now.
You know, it's interesting, you know, because of Murray and Brown, Cody Ford getting a little bit overshadowed. But, you know, when there's a certain when they begin a run on the offensive lineman, he will be one of the first ones to go. And what's special is the fact that, you know, you just mentioned the fact tackle or guard, his versatility. And Jonah Williams, the same situation, the offensive lineman from Alabama, could certainly be in that same situation at the next level.
Cody Ford's an interesting story. He broke his leg against Ohio State 3 years ago in a game in Norman. He was a guard and missed the rest of the season. Came back 2 years ago and had a fantastic season at guard. And it was assumed that is the position he would play last year. And lo and behold, when they took the field, Lincoln Riley had him at right tackle. And that was a shock to everybody because he was an All-American caliber guard. And he had an All-American caliber season this year at tackle as well. So, he's certainly got a big enough body that wherever he fits in best with whatever team drafts him, he can play guard or tackle. The thing that has set Cody apart is his ferociousness. He doesn't just block guys. He will throw them into the front row sometimes. He has you know, he's been flagged a few times in his career for continuing a play after the whistle. He plays with a tenacity and a ferocity that you don't usually see from an offensive lineman. He's mean when he blocks, and normally that's what you expect from a defensive lineman. So he's a lot of fun. He's going to be a really good player for somebody.
What have been, you know, some of the more intriguing questions about Kyler Murray that you've heard asked, or have they that maybe somebody's asked you about him as well? Because if you're being chosen that high, I've discovered back in my days working in college athletics that if somebody's thinking about a first round, second round, or even a third round, they ask everybody. And so when you think about Kyler Murray and how his game transitions to the next level, you know, what comes to mind for you, and have you had those kind of questions asked of you about him and his ability like that?
Oh, sure, yeah. Everybody's worried about his height, and I'm intrigued, like everybody else, to see whether he can pull this off at 5'10" or not. He is a unicorn as far as his skill set at the quarterback position. Baker Mayfield is an unbelievable player. and maybe my favorite OU quarterback of all time. But to compare the two is apples and oranges, because Kyler brings, you know, Barry Sanders-esque running ability to the quarterback position, and he also has a cannon of an arm. And he reads defenses. He's obviously slippery in the pocket, but he's 5'10", and that's never been done before, certainly at the number one pick and really at the NFL level. So that is obviously the foremost concern everybody has. You know, this has been an interesting and fascinating journey with Kyler. I also call OU baseball games, and so I watched him play baseball for 2 years here and elevate himself to a top 10 pick in baseball. And, I mean, just the across-the-board athletic ability that this guy possesses is in the category of a Bo Jackson. I mean, that's the kind of a pure athlete he is that can literally do anything you ask him to do. And he's a phenomenal quarterback. I hope he gets in a good situation where he can succeed and have solid weapons around him, and he doesn't have to do it all himself. But it's going to be so much fun to watch him at the next level, because he's a video game when he's out there.
And the other thing, too, when you think about his ability, and in other folks, too, it doesn't have to be Kyler Murray for size, but when you see somebody who's good at another sport as well, that question comes along, how much does this person love football? And when you're thinking about Kyler Murray, here's somebody that had the opportunity to play in professional baseball, and he chose to be going down this path instead. But you could see where if you're investing a third round, fourth round, fifth round pick, no big deal. But when you're drafting as high as what now we're looking at the number one overall pick, if you're Arizona and you choose Kyler Murray, you could see where that would be a concern.
I think it's a legitimate question. It's a question that should be asked. I would tell those concerned that watching him up close, the reason he has chosen this direction is because he's absolutely 100% in love with football. I'm not, having watched him play both sports, I'm not sure if he's a better football or baseball player. I think he has the opportunity to be an all-star center fielder for a decade for somebody, be it the Oakland A's and the New York Yankees or whoever it could be. I think he's got a chance to be a star in football. But I think he likes baseball a lot. I think he absolutely is 100% in love with football. His eyes light up. There's a passion in him when he talks about the sport of football. And once he started to succeed and become a Heisman candidate this year at OU, you saw his complete mindset change into, hey, maybe I could make this dream a reality. So I get the question. I think if I'm on the other side, I got to ask it. But it's a more legitimate question with Kyler, I think, if you're a baseball executive, because I think it's obvious he loves football more than baseball. Otherwise, he'd be in spring training, or he'd be probably in the minor leagues right now.
I mean, I love both sports, but playing both sports, I mean, one is totally different than the other in the sense that in baseball, your individual work comes out as and you help your team to the W at the end of the day. But in football, every single play, it's, if you're talking about running the offense, 11 guys in that huddle, 11 guys working together to make that particular play successful, and then one play after another, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas in baseball, you know, the pitcher throws the ball, batter hits it, and if you're the center fielder, it's not like you're needing help from the third baseman or the shortstop or whatever to catch the ball out in center field. So maybe it has something to do with that camaraderie he feels in football that he doesn't necessarily experience in baseball.
Yeah, maybe so. I think probably when you are as gifted athletically as he is, you get to show that off, you know, 5 or 6 times a game in a baseball game. When you hit, maybe you leg out a single, maybe you steal a base, maybe you go first to third, maybe there's a ball in the gap and you chase it down and everybody says, wow. And it's, you know, important. You know, I mean, you got that kind of a guy, you got a Billy Hamilton kind of a guy in center field, that's huge. But realistically, you get to show it off 5, 6, 7 times a game, maybe, on a good night. Your quarterback, it's every snap, baby. I mean, it's 60, 70 snaps a game you're either showing off your legs or your arm or both. And I think I think that's part of it. I think he likes the stage, the spotlight. I mean, come on, he's gonna be the number one pick. He's going to the NFL right away. He's not gonna spend 2, 3, 4 years in minor leagues riding buses. And I think that appealed to him more. So I have no doubt he's all in on the football thing.
Toby Rowland, voice of Oklahoma, joining us again. As far as Hollywood Brown is concerned, you know, one of the big question marks from a durability standpoint, but certainly you can't deny how fast he is and how he's going to certainly stretch the field.
Yeah, I mean, he's lightning fast. He was able to get himself open by a wider margin than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, his separation ability is incredible. They would use him in a variety of ways. He's not just a deep threat. I'll tell you, one of the plays that Oklahoma just killed people with this year was a little underneath crossing route, and they would throw him the ball coming in front of the linebackers, and it wasn't even fair. I mean, you know, his ability to run away from guys is next level. He is coming off a foot injury, and assuming everything went well there, and if he goes in the first round tonight, I would assume that means that all of the NFL doctors have given him a clean bill of health. Then he's got game changer type speed and athletic ability at the wide receiver position. He's small, but and you know, you worry about him taking a big hit, getting hurt. But I think with what he brings to the table, that's a little inevitable at his size. So you're talking, you know, you got an Antonio Brown or a little wide receiver like that who has breakaway speed. I think of T.Y. Hilton when I watch him a little bit. He's a little guy too for the Indianapolis Colts,
right?
But man, he can change a game because his athleticism and ability to get open is just—it's blinding. So I'm a big Hollywood fan. You know, he emerged halfway through the season 2 years ago and just became a tremendous weapon for Baker, and then all of last year for Kyler as well. So he's a fun one.
Does he have the ability, because of his speed and his athleticism, to avoid the big hit? You know, if when he sees an approaching DB getting ready to nail him, that he can get a glancing blow instead of a full head-on blow?
Yeah, I think that's what quickness does for you. And I put Kyler in that category, too. Kyler and Hollywood didn't get hurt by taking a big hit. He got hurt making a big cut. You know, he planted his foot in the ground and a small little bone in his foot gave way. So, they're quick enough. And I mean, there's always the I didn't see him coming blindside hit, I suppose, but they're both pretty slippery and able to avoid the big contact. And you're so scared of him getting deep on you that inevitably, in college anyway, he would get a tremendous amount of cushion. And Oklahoma would kill teams with the little curl, you know, 10-yard curl to Hollywood because teams were scared he was going to run by him. So he's a lot. I mean, teams had to dedicate 2 DBs to him in college. Now, I don't know that they will in the pros, but he's certainly a guy that you're going to want to know where he is on every snap.
Before we let you go, Toby, I'm looking at the list, and somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 5 Oklahoma Sooners in the top 150 picks, all on the offensive side of the ball. What does that mean for the offense moving forward in 2019 for the Sooners?
I think the offense is fine. I mean, they got Jalen Hurts in from Alabama, and they've recruited incredibly well. They brought in 3 5-star receivers and a giant tight end, the number one tight end of the country this year. Kids are wanting to play for Lincoln on offense, and so he just keeps reloading on that side of the ball. Like I said before, the problem with your statement there is there are 0 defensive guys. And for Oklahoma, that's the deficiency. That's the side of the ball that's got to get better if they're going to go from just a Final Four participant to winning national championships again. So I don't think there's any worry about how many guys are getting drafted on offense this year. I think you'll see a similar number, if not more, next year, do it again. And as long as Lincoln Riley is calling plays at Oklahoma, they're going to be Sooners littering the NFL draft on offense. But can they start to get defensive talent to match it is the real question.